And there's a list of them that you can make, but there's only so many. And it's our job as students of prophecy to come through the prophetic application of the principles that we understand in prophecy and line these prophetic testimonies up with end time events. And when we do so, overlaying one prophet's testimony on another prophet's testimony on another prophet's testimony and lining them up correctly, end time events come into clarity. And we're going to do this in relationship with the close of probation, the purification of God's church, and the first prophetic testimony we're going to start, and then in the following presentations that we'll build upon, is Ezekiel chapter 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Now, in Manuscript Releases, volume 18, page 236, Sister White says this: study the ninth chapter of Ezekiel. These words will be literally fulfilled, yet time is passing and people are asleep. So Sister White tells us that the ninth chapter of Ezekiel will be literally fulfilled, and the ninth chapter of Ezekiel is defining the sealing of God's people, but it's impossible to separate chapter 9 from chapter 8. They go together. So we can expect that chapter 8 will be literally fulfilled too. And when we look at those two chapters, we find that chapter 8 is giving us a description of the people in God's church that are destined to receive the mark of the beast at the Sunday law. And the Sunday law is clearly portrayed in chapter 8 of Ezekiel. And it immediately goes into chapter 9 and it defines those that will receive the seal of God. This is what will be literally fulfilled, is that the church is going to be purified by a Sunday law. Some of us will receive the seal of God, others will receive the mark of the beast. Chapter 10 we will look at more closely as well, and chapter 10 is also part of this testimony. And chapter 10 confirms to us that God is in control of these events, that he is leading these events through his providence, and that the Sunday law test is part of God's providence to specifically purify God's church. And the purification of God's church is clearly identified in chapter 10. So the purification of God's church in connection with the sealing of God's people and the mark of the beast and the Sunday law are all set forth in chapters 8, 9, and 10 of Ezekiel. Chapter 11 begins to define those people that have been driven away from God's church in the sense that they have been alienated through the leadership of a corrupt church